Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.931 man, a rapidly moving ship here. This is a speedboat, not aircraft carrier. David Skinner joins us now, general manager of the Sanger. How you doing, David?
Morning, Tommy. I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
You got a big old event happening tonight, don't you?
We do. We have a little thing called the NFL Honors. For those that maybe don't know what that is, that's their NFL's annual awards program.
Tell me what. Because I don't know the last time I'd been in the Sanger. I forgot the name of the play that I saw. But you're talking about a major television production here, right?
Tommy, this is extremely major. We've been planning with the NFL, their production company, for over a year, getting ready for this event. They actually started moving in Thursday of last week, began changing the building and doing a lot of seat removal and so forth for camera locations, because this will be broadcast to millions of people worldwide, both on Fox and NFL Network. So who knows how many people are going to see it tonight, but it's going worldwide.
So how intensive was it? Can you still see the stars at the top of the Sanger or not?
You can still see the top of our sign out front if you're back from a distance.
Yeah.
but that's about all.
No, I mean the people inside the theater,
from,
I'm wondering.
From the inside of the theater, yes, you can still see the stars. But the other changes that have gone on inside with special effects on lighting, on stage preparations and so forth, I could not, Tommy, begin to describe everything they have done on the inside, but it's going to look phenomenal on TV tonight, I got to tell you.
Are they going to put it back?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Getting ready takes longer than it does to take it out. It took a week to get ready, and it'll take us 3 days to get it out because we have a Broadway show moving in next week, so there's no rest for us. But for tonight, all the eyes in the world are going to be watching us.
Snoop Dogg's going to be hosting it. You're going to have the who's who of the NFL there. Any other big names that you wanted to mention that are going to be there from the world of entertainment?
Wow. Well, we have, of course, you're right. Snoop Dogg is the MC of the event. Some of the presenters of the awards, John Hamm, people I'm sure know him.
Oh, sure.
Jelly Roll, Shibuzi. Those are some of the people giving awards, but so are a lot of name players that people might know, like a guy named Drew Brees and Steve Gleason. The commissioner is going to be here, of Eric Dickerson, some guy named Barry Sanders. So, yeah, we're going to have – those are just the folks giving the awards. And, of course, we're going to have Jaden Daniels, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, all the name players up for awards. So it's a who's who of who tonight.
Wide open to the public, show up early, get a good seat. I'm just kidding. It's not.
You had me worried there for a minute, Tommy.
I thought I'd get a laugh out of you, David. That's the only reason I did it, because I know you've been under intense pressure, and I thought I'd crack the tension. That's the only reason I said that. No, but really, how important is something like this when it comes to the Sanger for attracting future shows and just, I guess, as a chance to highlight the theater itself in the city?
Well, you know, for us locally, we know the Sanger is iconic to us. But what it does is it gives us the opportunity to take our brand and spread it throughout the country, throughout the world, so they know what the Sanger is, what we do, the kind of shows we have, And, you know, we couldn't ask for a better platform to throw it out there. And, hey, we're all looking forward to turning a page and making New Orleans shine the way we know it can shine.
Have you seen any of the show during rehearsals or anything?
I have. I have seen a few numbers. I would probably get in trouble if I let out some
away.
Of it. But,
Don't give anything away.
I have to tell you, there are a couple numbers that I think the folks watching on TV are going to find very interesting. But that's about all I can say.
Take me into your head about what it's like to manage a theater and to watch this huge event, the preparations, the rehearsals, etc. What are you thinking, David Skinner? And I know, look, you deal with talented professionals all the time. You said the next, what's the next show coming in?
Mamma Mia moves in on Monday morning. So and would be sold out all of next week. But you know, Tommy, we did this in 2013. We had last Super Bowl here. We did the honors at Mahalia Jackson. I was involved with that one extensively. Sanger wasn't quite ready following Katrina renovations yet, so. We had it at Mahalia. When the NFL came in this time and did their site survey, and they went to two or three, four places, and at the end they said, well, we can really only have this in one place. It has to be at the Sanger. It is the place to go. So, but I tell you that the NFL, the folks we've worked with, not only is the planning exhaustive, which is fine, but I could not ask for a better group of people that we've had to work with here. It's been very pleasing for all of our staff.
I'm going to tell you what, I'm a New Orleanian, but I mean it sincerely. I've seen shows all over, including numerous shows on Broadway, and there's not a finer venue than the Sanger. I don't think so. You?
Well, I might be a bit prejudiced on that, Tommy, but I will have to agree with you. You know, following our renovation from Katrina, we changed our stage house and made it bigger, and there isn't a single thing of tours out there that we can't handle here. So, yeah, I'm a bit prejudiced, but, I mean, my gosh, I mean, our venue is just flat-out gorgeous, and everybody comes in here says the same thing. So,
yeah. While you're on, tell me the rest of the show is coming this year.
We got Mamma Mia, we have Funny Girl, we have some little show called Hamilton coming in in April. That's here for 3 weeks. That's in the near term. And next Monday, the 11th, I think it is, Monday or Tuesday, the 11th, we are announcing our season for the 25-26 season. I can't tell you just yet what those shows are, but I can announce one of those shows is going to be the touring version of Back to the Future, which I have seen, and it is very well done, I will say. The other shows will have to wait until the entire list is released on the 11th.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and leak a little bit of it, David. It's Tucker, a one-man show, and it's basically me just telling old war stories for about 3 hours, and the critics hate it. But you know what? I'm just teasing. The show comes on
Tucker
tonight.
Tucker and his machine.
Yeah, Tucker and his machine. That's right. I'm sure it's going to be a tremendous show. We'll watch for it. David Skinner, general manager of the Sanger. Just real quick, when did preparations begin in transforming the Sanger or getting it ready? When did they start?
We started last Thursday.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing
so,
work.
And anybody's driven downtown, Canal Street, Basin Street, Rampart Street, areas are blocked off now for the VIP standard. So, yeah, sorry to add to the confusion on traffic like around the Superdome, but, hey, it's what we do, right?
Well, you're right. You did a great job in my dressing room. It's beautiful. Thank you. David Skinner, general manager of the Sanger. We'll be watching the NFL Honors tonight, 9:39, 21 till 10. Tim, I've lost all track of everything. I think we're going to traffic now on WWL.